This is Voice of Indonesia with the Newsline. The World Bank urged Indonesia to implement a deeper structural reforms. In a press briefing held in Jakarta on Tuesday, October the 7th, the World Bank's chief economist for East Asia and the Pacific, Aditya Mato, said that Indonesia has long attempted to grow beyond its economic potential by relying heavily on subsidies in so many sectors such as food, transportation, and energy. However, Aditya said the subsidy-driven approach has proven insufficient to create productive employment and boost national competitiveness. He then urged the need for trade liberalization, increased competition, and the reduction of privileges granted to state-owned enterprises and state-linked companies. The MotoGP Mandalika race in West Nusa Tenggara has delivered an unexpected boost to Bali's main air hub, Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport. Reported by RRI.co.id, the spike in travel measured during the period surrounding the prestigious motorcycle racing event affirmed Bali's continued role as a significant transit point for major regional happenings. General Manager of Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport, Ahmad Syawgi Syahab, in a statement on Tuesday said there was a significant increase, specifically more than 7%. Listener, that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Untuk kau di kota kembang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sama-sama, sama-sama tahu, ada-ada saja.
Kata orang yang baik belum tentu terbaik. Berulang kali coba pergi namun aku berbalik. Mungkin berarti ini pertanda kau juara di hati.
Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa kita sama-sama ragu, tapi ada saja yang membuatku yakin lagi padamu. Kita sama-sama mau kau dan aku mencari jalan untuk bersatu.
Ku sendiri, kadang ku mencari. Namun selalu padamu ku kembali. Mungkin berarti ini pertanda kau juara di hati.
Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa kita sama-sama.
Is an icon of Bandung City. Therefore, many tourists visit Bandung and usually stop to take a picture in front of Gedung Sate. In the past, the building could not be accessed by the public since it was used as the office of the provincial government of West Java, but now the building is open to the public. Many people were curious about the building which was constructed by the Dutch. So the provincial government of West Java constructed Gedung Sate Museum. In the 500-meter-wide museum, tourists will receive deep knowledge of the history of the building's construction, which earlier was named Government Bedriven. In addition, tourists will be spoiled by modern digital visual technology and video mapping. Gedung Sate Museum was inaugurated by West Java Governor Ahmad Heriawan on December 8, 2017. Located at the eastern side of Gedung Sate, the museum presents historical themes, which is packed with sensory and interactive digital technology. At the museum, you can enjoy an interactive 3D scale model of Gedung Sate, an interactive glass display, a hologram, and a wall video mapping. At the museum, there is also virtual reality, which makes you feel as if you are riding a hot air balloon which circles the Gedung Sate area. In addition, you can also enjoy an architectural TV, an interactive floor display, and an interactive picture frame. Moving on from history, those who are interested in architectural art of the colonial era can discover historical materials and technical building which are used by architects in the past when constructing the Gedung Sate. To understand it, one of the corners of Gedung Sate wall is intentionally perforated to see in detail the stone foundations of the building. While another side of the museum that uses augmented reality technology offers you the experience to be foreman in the construction project of Gedung Sate in the colonial era. If you want to visit the museum, you can enter the museum free of charge starting from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. local time every day. But the number of visitors is limited to only 35 people per day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, Voice of Indonesia listener. Today, I'll discuss a song by Katon Bagaskara. Ignatius Bagaskoro Katon, better known as Katon Bagaskara, is an actor, composer, songwriter, and singer. He is widely recognized as the lead vocalist of the music group Club Project. However, in 1993, he also released a solo album titled Katon Bagaskara. One of the standout tracks from the album is Negeri Di Awan, a song he created and produced with his older brother, Andre Manika. Negeri Di Awan convey the meaning of a loving relationship that adds true color to life. The song also portrays the beauty of the highland in Dieng, Central Java, often referred to as the land above the clouds. Listener, here is Katon Bagaskara with Negeri Di Awan. Happy listen.
Kau tawarkan coba mengerti hasrat dalam diri. Kau mainkan untukku sebuah lagu tentang negeri di awan, di mana kedamaian
destination is not called a nation in the cloud on the clouds, but it's still enjoyable. And a bit sad news that the Ministry of Forestry will limit visitors to the Komodo National Park only 1,000 tourists per day as part of the efforts to protect the national park from environmental degradation. Director General of Natural Resources and Ecosystem Conservation at the Ministry, Satyawan Pudjiatmoko, said that the number of visits to Komodo National Park has continued to increase, reaching more than 300,000 visits in 2024. And as we know, in so many places, listener, it's fun to have people visiting our places, but we know too, the more people coming, the more it risks the environment. So, according to Satyawan Pudjiatmoko, the impact includes the potential threat of degradation to terrestrial and marine ecosystem and also discomfort for tourists during these activities. Imagine going to a very nice place, but it feels like on the subway where a lot of people are coming back from work. Imagine that? Yeah, you do not want that to happen. So, to this end, the ministry will regulate the visits by applying a quota in accordance to the results of study on the carrying capacity of the national park, which is inscribed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1991. So per day, the quota will be only 1,000, and it will be divided into three sessions, and each session allocated for 300 to 330 people. And the dissemination of information and simulation for the limit will be carried out from October to December this year.
Music. RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRA Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRA Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, have you ever imagined what if your death was celebrated by many of your peers and everyone around you? Imagine there's a parade around town after your death where crowds of people play music and dances. However, all this is done with pure love and no grudge at all. In Bali, the deceased are paraded to the afterlife for a sacred cremation ritual called Ngaben. Ngaben is a Balinese cremation ritual. In Balinese Hinduism, they believe one soul cannot move on until the body is properly purified by fire. So, this cremation ritual is an honorable duty. The deceased are being placed in a bowl-shaped coffin for males, or cow-shaped for females, and then paraded around town, carried by a group of people from the family home accompanied by a line of women with offerings on their head to a public cremation site where there is a cremation pagoda tower or wadu. The body will then be cremated along the coffin and the tower. In the West, people attend funerals in black and silence. In Ngaben, everything is louder and more colorful. It is full of chants and prayers, and traditional Balinese music played in gamelan and dance performances. Everyone participating will wear traditional garbs. Sometimes the ceremony will be held for more than one body, and so lots of family members will participate. The ceremony, however, will not be held right away after someone is passing, and can happen weeks, months, even years after. The family might need to save money or wait for the right day, as chosen by the priest. Sometimes, you can see the Ngaben ceremony when visiting Bali. If you're curious about it, please be polite. Avoid wearing casual clothes or getting too close to the cremation as you can disturb the ritual and disrespect the departed. With a funeral ceremony being held in the most unique ways of festivity and thick of Hinduism, Ngaben is a cultural heritage that makes Bali a must-visit once in a lifetime. Listener, death is the Indonesian wonder of Ngaben, Bali.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Rasa meski berlagak tak mau kau tahu ku merasakannya.
Anyway, listener, October the 8th apparently is commemorated as the World Dyslexia Awareness Day and aims to increase people's awareness about the existence of dyslexia that affected people's skill in reading, writing, spelling. And this has no relation to anybody's intelligence. It means that people with dyslexia can be still very, very smart. And I got a little bit history about it. It is first identified by a German doctor called Oswald Berkan in 1881. But then the term dyslexia was coined by Rudolf Berlin. I do not know the doctor for EI. Is it optometrist or something else? Maybe something like that. I do forgot the English for that. And then the World Dyslexia Awareness Day has been getting international recognition since early 21st century. And there are several unique facts about the World Dyslexia Awareness Day. The first one is the day is identified with the blue and silver color, representing the hope and understanding to the people with dyslexia. But I still think that the combination between blue and silver is so nice, isn't it? And then a lot of buildings will be like the blue, with the blue lighting, like the Eiffel and Empire State Building that has been so blue with the blue lighting during the evening of the World Dyslexia Awareness Day. And it appears that a lot of figures are known for having dyslexia. They are Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, and also Agatha Christie. Meaning that despite you are having dyslexia, it is not an obstacle for you to reach success. Although I'm not speaking on behalf of people with dyslexia, I do not know how you feel about it. But what we would like to convey is that we believe that you can actually do it. And we wish that with the World Dyslexia Awareness Day, you will be more aware about the people with dyslexia and less judging them, and also be more inclusive to them despite their dyslexia. Once again, they can still work properly, they can still study properly. The thing that we really need to do to just give support for them. Anyway, this information I read it from rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia. If you want to have more information about Indonesia and the world, you can go to rri.co.id.
ここにいる女の子たちに僕たちの歌を聞いてください。
Pria idaman wanita ya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
Our prehistoric races have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Islands Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economics. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spend about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9 past 39 minutes.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area, namely Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasa, Tanjung Senubing, Senoa Island, Tamak Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocene age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half-sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if this were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. As revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. And because Natuna Island has biodiversity, so Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kaka. Then there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail. It is Sarwasan subdistrict.
Nah, kemudian yang terakhir karena kita memiliki culture diversity.
Lastly, we have cultural diversity.
Budaya yang kita miliki. Ya, kita kan ada.
Yes, we do have mendu, sudo chicken, pastel arts,
kesenian alu.
A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, Kiki Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the homepage of the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea,
which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017, itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia.
Berada dalam kawasan wilayah Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia.
With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community, and at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra, Indonesia,
entitled Malam Bainai. Malam Bainai, composed by Karim Noor, describes the atmosphere before the wedding day. It tells about the traditional Bainai ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with mashed red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women with a goat curry fist as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Ali Kasim. Happy listening!